In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The Denver Broncos will continue letting fans into their stadium on game days, despite city and state guidelines asking people to stay away from those outside of their households. Here's Denverite's David Sachs.
Denver Public Health Director Bob McDonald says the decision to let 5,700 fans in is in the state's hands. Some frontline doctors say the decision is irresponsible, especially as COVID cases continue to steadily rise. But Mayor Michael Hancock said he's comfortable with the protocols the Broncos have in place, and the city will revisit the exemption if necessary. 10 Broncos staffers have caught COVID-19 since October 27th, according to the state's outbreak report. David Sachs, Denverite.
More than 1,000 Coloradans are hospitalized with COVID-19. And CPR's Ben Marcus reports that Governor Jared Polis is still urging Coloradans to limit interactions.
Oregon and New Mexico have issued sweeping two-week lockdowns. Colorado local public health directors have urged something similar for counties. But Polis says Colorado can weather this latest surge in cases by relying on people doing what's right, like quarantining before a Thanksgiving dinner in order to protect an older family member.
The more family members that make that decision to self-quarantine, the more likely it is that you're not bringing a loaded pistol for grandma's head.
Polis did express concern about hospital capacity and issued an executive order to set up a process for hospitals should they begin running out of beds. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Coming up on CPR News, third graders in room 132 in a Westminster public school classroom are unusual. They've had 10 weeks of in-person learning. But a surge in Adams County COVID-19 rates recently forced the district into remote learning for 2 weeks.
I don't like remoting because it's just staring at the screen the whole time.
We'll take a peek at how remote learning is going in room 132. That's in about 10 minutes. They've got a winter weather warning across much of the mountains starting tonight. That means Vail, Aspen, Crested Butte. That's from around 9 tonight to Saturday evening. You're listening to CPR News.